Hey everybody, in today's video, we're going to be talking about taking up space and pushing back to people-pleasing in business. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to Fortify and Flourish. I am your host, Tami Shiyambade, and this is the place where we discuss the best ways to fortify our minds, our spirits, and our businesses so that we can experience flourishing lives. Today's topic is one that I'm always excited about these topics. I love talking about this stuff. Y'all didn't know that because I just made a whole bunch of legal videos and then my siblings told me, hey, you need to talk about the stuff you like talking about. But in today's topic, what we're going to be unpacking is this permission that we are often always waiting for and how people pleasing holds us back. All right, so let me begin with a confession. I have now recognized that I am a perfectionist when it comes to certain things, and I am in recovery. I am trying to learn how to not be a perfectionist about certain things. Not everything. I'm not type A, but I'm very particular about other things, and that process is very interesting. And as I unpack where perfectionism shows up in my life, what I have found to be the case is that perfectionism has often shown up in my business. And in my business, because the perfectionism is tied to permission. And this permission is tied to people pleasing. Now let me break it all down. It might be clear to some of y'all already, but I'll tell you how I think about this. There are some times that in life and in business, we have opportunities to step out and do things. You know, branch off and do this type of podcast, launch a new line, try something new, try a new marketing technique, right? And we have all of these different methods to try and achieve various purposes, to try and achieve various things that we want to do. But sometimes, if you're like me, sometimes you want to make sure that before you do it is perfect. And by perfect, it's something that everybody approves of, right? It's like, if I do this and everybody likes it, then it's good and it's right and I should have done that. And so when you take that, it's like one thing to have it in your personal life, which is a whole nother thing. We're not going to talk about all that. I mean, you can, but we're not going to get into detail on that. But then think about how it impacts you in business. Like, there might be some opportunities to reach out to new clients, to make deeper connections, but you're there trying to be perfect. Let me tell you, there is no way to be perfect in entrepreneurship. I give you as much game as I can from a legal perspective. And even then, like, it still can happen. It still happens. And why does it happen? Because people are imperfect. And there's certain lessons that you're not going to learn until you're out there doing the thing. It's just the way things are. There's no book that's going to say these are all the things and you'll be able to avoid them. And we have to recognize that, but we can be so scared. I have been so scared in the past to try new things. And I know that it's rooted in, I want approval. I want people to approve of the things. And because I'm wanting approval, right, what will happen is an idea will form. But I want the approval, but I don't want the judgment that comes with that. I'm just like, and so then I just stall. And that stalling is I'm waiting for permission. I'm waiting for the approval in advance. Right? Before I even get started, I want you to say, yeah, I think that this is a good idea. Go forth and prosper. You know, and I know I'm not the only one. There are many of us who are looking for somebody to give that stamp of, you got this, you did this. And there's nothing wrong with wanting support. I need support. We all need support. We're interdependent. It'd be crazy to act like we don't. But we also have our individual and volition. And sometimes God gives us things that are for us to show the world. Sometimes we actually have to lead. What does that mean? Sometimes God will give you something he hasn't given other people because you have to be the first one to do it. And so in those instances, waiting for permission doesn't serve anybody. I want to give you an example. I want to give you a story. I've shared this with attorneys. I had the beautiful opportunity to share at the Women in Legal Tech symposium or program that happens annually.
So a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to share with in front of them in something called an Ignite talk. And we were talking about different things. And my topic for that presentation was, there's room for you too. And this is one of the stories that I share. When I first got licensed as an attorney, right, I was very, 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 very scared. Because you go to law school and they teach you all this stuff. And then you get your, you know, you pass the bar and they give you a license. And like, okay, you're a lawyer. You're like, wait, who's, how, wait, I thought, like, I know I did law school. And this is, you can ask other attorneys if you know any. Many of us feel the same way. It's just this like, oh, I have to go and practice law now. Who's going to hold my hand? And so I was dealing with a lot of that. And when I first started, I actually wasn't in the business space. I was actually in the criminal defense space because I have a heart for indigent representation. A lot of poor people are going through a system that is not meant to help them. We can talk about that on another podcast. We talk all about that. In fact, we will talk all about that. But anyways, I digress. So in terms of doing that, I had to go to court. And when I first got started, one of the things that they told me in the jurisdiction or the region that I'm in Houston, Texas, there are oftentimes if you want to do criminal or criminal defense work, you have to start your own practice. You just got to go out there. But you want to make sure that you're in the courtrooms, that you are meeting the judges, that you're meeting the different attorneys, that you are observing what happens in trial so that you are empowered to know what to do. Right. So as a new attorney, you go in and you watch, you observe as often as possible in order to make sure you are learning all the lessons. You want to know how trial runs. You want to know who are the people you're supposed to speak to. You want to know some of these procedural things that you don't get a chance to learn in law school because law school is all academics. So that being said, I listened to the advice of my mentors. I would go to court. I would go to court all the time, but I was so scared that where all the other attorneys would sit, I would never sit there. I always sat back. I would sit in the main gallery section and I would essentially hide. I was very scared. I was very nervous. I was like, wait, what do I say? What do I do? And I did that for weeks, if not months. I would go, I would observe, I would get what I could from back there, but that was it. And then things shifted. And let me tell you what caused the shift. I had a good friend who was a counterpart and we went to the same law school. I actually, because of the way I did law school, I finished a semester earlier. And so I was able to take the bar and pass a semester before all the folks I went to law school with. It was great. it was me figuring out how to make things work. But in that, one of my good friends was also in the criminal defense space. And so he wasn't licensed as long as me, but you know, he was also licensed. And so there was one day that we both went to court together. We went to the same court in one of the local counties. And I will say this because I think it's relevant. Sometimes this does impact us. So as you all can see, if you're watching, I'm a Black female, very proud of it. My friend is a white male. And so it was really interesting to me because we go to court and this dude is comfortable. This dude walks in, he goes straight up to the front. He reaches out his hand. He shakes the hands of all the prosecutors. He goes up to the judge. He says, hey, I'm so-and-so. He is confident. And I was sitting there. I was like, I've been licensed before him. Hey there, I have the same degree. I went to the same law school. Why am I so scared? Right? And so I'm here watching him navigate the courtroom with this confidence. He might have been scared. He might have known that he needed to be courageous. I don't know. I wasn't inside his mind, but there was a clear difference in the way he took up space, right, in that room. He didn't wait for somebody to ask him and say, hey, are you new here? He didn't wait for permission. He just went. And I watched him and I said, girl, guess what? Your permission was that bar license you got. You have all the permission you need. Go. And there are so many times in life where I've come back to that, where I have to remember that I have all the permission I need. I have all the permission I need to be who I am supposed to be. It took me a long time to feel like I had the permission to express myself in my hairstyles the way that I wanted to. It took me a while to feel like I could express myself in rooms. I used to literally, my mom used to correct me on my posture. I used to cower in and take up as little space as usual as possible. Just wanted to, you know, hide. And then here's the thing, when you grow, grouching becomes a deformity. It hurts your back. It hurts the way you function. And even as you grow intellectually, even as you grow in your business, even as you grow in your experiences, you outgrow spaces. And there comes a time where we do not need permission to exercise the space that we have. We can take up actual space in our industries. We can take up spaces in our relationships. We can take up space. We can use our voices. And I want to encourage you. One of the things that I've had to do in order to actually step into that is sometimes I have to remind myself to take up physical space. Right? And what does that look like for me? For me, it means sometimes I stand broadly. I move my hands. I already speak with my hands, but even now you can watch some of these videos. You'll see me remind myself and you'll see me emerge. You'll see me kind of rise up and take up space because I have permission to do that. I don't have to cower and neither do you. We don't have to wait for permission to be full in who God has made us. Whether that be in business and entrepreneurship, in our professions, in our relationships, in every aspect of our life. Some people might find it uncomfortable, but guess what? They're not the folks who are for you, right? And even folks who are for you, it might take them some time. Show them grace, right? They grew used to how you used to be, and it's okay. We all do it. We all do it. But I want to encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself, to take up more space. It is not easy. I sound very confident right now on this podcast, but I want you to know that even in sharing these ideas and these thoughts with you all, it's me deciding that I don't need permission to do it. I'm going to take up space. I'm going to allow my words to fall where they may, right? And be okay with that. Be okay with it. Be at peace with it. And I just want to, let me take a moment to thank you all for the feedback that comes back, because you all have been sending me encouraging messages. There have been comments and they allow me to take up this space and they remind me that thank God I'm not waiting for permission. Let me throw in one other thing, right? I went to a conference last year. It was called Thrive. It was in Atlanta. And a man spoke to me and I was telling him about how, yeah, sometimes I record all these videos, but I don't post them because I'm scared, I'm timid. And he got on me and he said, listen, there was somebody looking for the answer to the questions that you have already answered, but because you're too scared to post what you've recorded, they're not gonna get it in the time that they need it. So I left there and I was like, when you put it that way, more permission, and not just permission, responsibility. So I want to share the permission and the responsibility. You have the permission to do what God has put in your heart to do. And you probably also have the responsibility. Me and duality, I'm so sorry. It always comes back to that. But it's so important for us to recognize that. And many of you have allowed me to see that even more. You know, the things that you've shared when you see some videos, when you watch these things, allow me to recognize that if I continued to wait for permission, some of you won't get what you need in this season. And I really hope you get what you need. I want us to have fortified minds. I want us to be strong in our inner man. I want us to have capacity for what the world and what life might throw our way. Right? I want us to have capacity in our businesses so that we can become businesses that thrive, that scale, that employ people, that help other people be able to put food on their table. Right? Like, what a privilege, you know, to be that type of business, to be the type of business that takes up space, makes impact. Right? You have the permission. I have the permission. So let's go do it. Let's get fortified. Let's strengthen ourselves. Let's talk to ourselves. Say, hey, Tammy, you got permission. Hey, Tammy, you got responsibility. You have permission and responsibility. Permission and responsibility. And then let's go do the thing. Let's get out there. Even if we're scared. Even if we're not sure if people are going to see it, if they're going to receive it. We're not sure how it's going to come out. Let's go do the thing. Because somebody is going to receive what you have. All right? I hope that this has been valuable to you. This is always so powerful for me. And I really, really hope that you have a flourishing week ahead. Enjoy everything that is available to you to enjoy, and be fortified. in everything. Bye.